People who have surprisingly woken up admitted into a hospital. What happened? Where am I? Hospital. You were airlifted here. Family's in the next room. You had a car crash. Give it to me straight. Doc, how disfigured am I? Hehe, you're not. You're messed up, but still have all your parts. Family comes in, Doc leaves. Doctor won't tell me. How fricked up am I? Paralyzed? Lose a leg? Neither. Don't bulls me. I can't feel my legs. You have an epidural, idiot. And you've also been out of your skull on morphine for the past X days. How could you tell? I just woke up. You've always been conscious. High as a kite, but conscious. Commo. Okay, then. Nap time. I sleep. Then wake up upon next doctor check-in. Where am I? Repeat this for 9 days or so. Then I finally start retaining memories again. I wonder if he ever had a bit of fun during the time you couldn't remember anything. I'm sorry to tell you this, but you're now just a head in a jar. Had a seizure at work and was apparently walking into walls and fell down in the bathroom. My mom came to pick me up, brought me to my place. I fell down and had another seizure and my mom called an ambulance. All I remember was going into the bathroom at work after puking in my lesson room. I woke up in an ICU with everyone telling me that I had brain cancer and that I only had 2 weeks to live. They started chemo treatment immediately at Cedars and now I'm completely clean of cancer. Glad you are not dead. Woke up in the hospital with my roommate and her mom asleep in the chairs in the hospital room. I started freaking out because I was 7 months pregnant and my pregnant belly was obviously not pregnant. My screaming woke them up. My fiancé and I had been hit by a drunk driver, killing my fiancé and I lost the baby. I had been in a coma for 3 days. I have some really gnarly scars that my kids like to make up crazy stories about. My favorite being the time I fought off 3 knife wielding psychotic carnies and murdered them with my bare hands. Driving my car and bam, suddenly everything is slow motion. Then I'm in the ICU naked and so high on morphine. Saw the light and everything. Apparently another car driving 70 miles per hour T-boned me. This stuff terrifies me. I'm confident in my own ability to drive. It's other people I worry about. Fell off monkey bars at a playground and was knocked unconscious. Remember waking up in a hospital bed to a doc telling my parents about some metal in my head x-ray and then them taking my ponytail out. Metal was in my hair tie. This is the kind of doctor I would be. There's metal in her head. Holy crap, what do we do? Panic, panic, panic. Someone do something. For the love of God, she's dying, go. I was 16 and hit by a Ford F-350. I am a tiny human. I'm under 5 foot and this truck hit me going 40 miles per hour when I was in the crosswalk. The hit launched me across the entire intersection. I don't remember anything 20 minutes before until 10 days later. When I woke up finally I had been in a coma for 5 days. Both my lungs had collapsed. I had 3 blood transfusions, a chest tube to drain the internal bleeding, 3 surgeries and the whole left side of my body broken. I couldn't walk and my vision and memory had been damaged. It's been 6 years and I'm doing great now. You wouldn't even know anything happened to me except I have memory issues and arthritis. But I like to think I came out on top in this situation. I was at a party with a friend in some college town. The street we were on had these 3-story apartments built side by side. The whole street was partying, even on the roofs. We got separated and it was time to go. We don't live in that town. Anyways, I see an ambulance going down the street and knew it was for my dumbass roommate. So I follow the ambulance and sure enough, he was laying on the ground, barely conscious. He tried to jump from one building to the next and didn't even come close. Luckily for him, his head broke the fall. A few weeks later he finally asked, "Oh yeah, hey man, that night we went to Lawrence and I woke up in the hospital. What happened?" "Yes, it was Lawrence, KS, KU. I don't know the street. It was in 2001 or 2002. Yes, he did have a concussion. He was fully unconscious for a couple minutes and everybody thought he was dead. They said he was laying there with his eyes open, unresponsive. It wasn't until someone dumped a bottle of water on him that he was roused into a semi-conscious state. Other than having chronic headaches for a month, he was fine. Comma, his head broke the fall. I'm amazed he didn't freaking die. Falling on your head often doesn't end well. I was shot in the stomach at about 2 feet range by a guy who had the gun in his backpack. He was in the process of robbing a store when I walked in, and I didn't see it happening as he had the gun hidden, and a lot of other people in the store didn't know either. I asked him if he was in line, because he was kind of to the side, and he turned and fired. I don't remember anything from after entering the store. The rest I've had pieced together. He shot me 3 times, hitting mostly muscle, but also one kidney. I'm entirely fine today, but that was a fairly alarming realization of how close I came. Walking down the road one night, proper side of road in reflective gear, headed to the gas station for some MT, dew and smokes. Suddenly it's 2 days later and I'm strapped to a hospital bed. Apparently I was hit by a Mitsubishi 3000 GT. Kid driving was coming from a rave, high as a kite, and thought I was an angel in my reflective gear. He tried to catch me with his bumper. Fun times. Wife, 2-year-old son and myself went to visit a couple of friends out in the country. Had some food. Had a couple of drinks myself. Had an amazing time. Wife was sober. I was wrangling my young one back into his car seat to go home, because he was overtired and unhappy, but made sure he was good and snug. Pulled out of the driveway after waving goodbye to our friends. I came to almost a month and a half later. I could barely move my legs and arms due to neuropathy and fatigue. I had a feeding tube up my nose and a colostomy bag. The doctors told me that I had actually come to a couple days before while I was still in intensive care, but the nature of the anesthetic they had me on meant I kept kinda waking up, fading back and forgetting everything. At this point I was able to remember things normally. They told me right off the bat my son was fine, completely unharmed and in the care of a very old and dear friend with 3 kids of his own already. My wife was alive and relatively uninjured with the exception of some damage to her leg and a moderate brain injury that she would recover from slowly. They kept the details about the accident from me for a few weeks while I was recovering, but basically my wife missed a stop sign in the middle of a dark, poorly marked country road and we got T-boned by an SUV. Other driver was fine. It's been over 2 years since the accident. I got the strength back to walk again, but because of pins, bolts, plates in my left ankle and shin, I'll never likely be able to run again. The neuropathy in my legs wore off, and eventually wore off in my arms to the point where I can use them normally again, but it was a lot of therapy, retraining, time. Suffered PTSD about 10 months after by the time I was back at home. From time to time, I still have nightmares about something that I don't technically have the ability to remember. Suicide attempt. I was really not expecting to survive. I had done my homework and my mother had enough of the right combination of painkillers to stop the heart of a small elephant. And then I woke up. Everything was hazy, and I had a catheter, but I don't really remember anything until I got to the mental hospital. That was 5 years ago. I'm better now. Glad you're better now. This was back in 2012. I was a bartender at the time. I kicked out a guy and his buddy after one of them flipped out and lost his crap over a bet in a game of pool. He was acting pretty aggressive and when I started to come out for behind the bar to escort him out, he threw his bar glass at me. I closed the bar down about an hour later. As I was walking out the back door, there he was, about 10 feet away from me and still pee off that I had tossed him out. That's the last thing I remember. All the other details came from my GF who had called 911 and saw the whole thing go down. I blacked out. When I came to, I had been told that I had been stabbed 5x and had the top of my ear cut off. I was in local hospital getting stapled stitches and waiting to be transported to other hospital to have my ear reattached. Right before I was about to be transported, the police came into her and told me found the guy. He still had the bloody knife in his pocket and a bunch of prescription drugs in his hotel room. I hope he got what was coming to him. I was going out with some friends on my 21st birthday. We were pre-gaming and they fed me a lot of shots. We hop in a cab and set to go out to the clubs. Next thing I know, I wake in a hospital bed. The moment I opened my eyes, I knew where I was and how I probably got there. Turns out, I jumped out of the cab prematurely and hit my head. I didn't have any physical marks on me, nor did my head hurt, not even a hangover. IVs will solve hangovers like nobody's business. Instant hydration. Woke up in hospital sheets covering my body and not remembering how I got there. Once they said I got into an accident. I was driving in my SUV and I kept asking if I hurt anyone else and who was with me. Once they said I was in my motorcycle, I then noticed I was covered in sheets and kept asking if all my body parts were attached. Then once they said yes, I kept trying to figure out how it happened. By that time my mom and sis were there and kept asking to see my helmet and stuff, trying to figure out how it happened. I kept repeating all the questions many times, forgetting I had asked them. Had a concussion and torn muscle on my arm and banged up pretty bad. Tough. They kept me in hospital for 2 days as my heart rate would not go down. Potassium deficiency was the cause. Memories slowly came back within few days. Didn't lose my memory, just the events of that day. Still to this day I can't recall the actual accident. I just remember being held down on the road by people and me begging them to move me as I was burning in oil from my bike. Then ambulance arriving and paramedics trying to keep me awake. What had happened was that a car in the middle lane decided to go into the corner gas station, crossing the right lane and the turning lane. And I was in the right lane. Hit the back right tire area, running into the car helmet first and bouncing back onto the concrete, cracking my helmet. Yay for helmets. Frick concussions and losing my young guy immortality mind. H overdose. Woke up to EMTs slapping my face a bit after the naloxone didn't seem to work right away, but it just took a minute. I jumped up and tried leaving the scene but was too frick to make it more than 3 steps. EMTs were super cool and settled me down. Cops came and one of the paramedics explained I had overdosed on my meds cause I had a legal script of a pan on me for my knee. Once the police were distracted, one of the EMTs told me about his sister being an addict and gave me a card for a Suboxone clinic. I owe that man my life for real. Happened to a friend of mine twice. The first time he was driving his van late at night and started to get real tired. So he thought he'd do the right thing and pull over. Hop in the back and have a nap and continue driving in the morning. Well, morning comes and he's in emergency at the hospital. Turns out that he was so tired that when he pulled over on the side of this road, he had stopped in the middle of a train crossing. Self-explanatory after that. Second time, his car was having mechanical issues. He was pulled over on the shoulder, put up and looking at the engine when someone rear-ended his car, causing it to run him over. He woke up in hospital again, but this time missing a couple of those optional organs. Spleen, gallbladder, etc. And his knees and back are fricked for life now. Mayo optional organs just made my day, thank you. Woke up to my mom's face looking down on me along with a few random hospital staff poking around. I think they might have actually been moving me to another room at that point, but it's all fuzzy. It took a while for memories to come back, but I was out drinking and when the bar closed, me and my buddy got some pizza and decided to climb up a rooftop to eat it. We'd been up there many times before, but I was significantly more drunk. After my pizza I had felt sick and didn't want to throw up on the rooftop, so I went to climb down. That's my last memory. I fell about 2 stories and crushed my L1 vertebrae. I also broke my wrist and cut my head a bit. I was knocked out briefly, but by the time my buddy got down to check on me I was sitting up. He saw the blood and got worried, wrapped his shirt around my head and hailed a cab. I tried to go home but he forced me to go to emerge. He explained all this to me later. I have no recollection of it. I walked in and he helped admit me. He explained what happened and they took me away. They told him they'd hold me overnight and asked if he could come back in the early morning to pick me up, and he said yeah. After he left they did the CAT scan to be sure and saw my broken vertebrae. They called my parents and they came in. Shortly after I woke up, I couldn't remember much of anything at first and I was really scared because my mom looked scared. Then I just felt crappy and stupid for doing something so dumb. Then I had to awkwardly pee in a jug while staying completely horizontal in front of my parents and a half dozen hospital staff. I hope you're still friends with that dude. Not me, but my girlfriend's sister jumped out a window Tuesday morning. She is schizophrenic, so there's other issues there besides just trying to kill herself. She is still sedated and hasn't woken up. Broken vertebrae in neck and lower back, but they don't think she's paralyzed. Slight bleeding on the brain that they're relatively sure didn't cause damage. Busted ribs and torn up lung they had to remove part of yesterday in surgery. Some other broken bones, etc. They have her sedated unconscious to prevent her moving due to the broken vertebra. I wonder if she'll be disappointed when she wakes up later in the week. On the plus side, Her parents are having a Cambodian guy come in to do an exorcism, so that's going to fix everything. Love her, but her parents are something else, old school Vietnamese. On the plus side, her parents are having a Cambodian guy come in to do an exorcism, are unexpected. Her parents are something else, old school Vietnamese. I retract the are unexpected. First big epilepsy episode, never diagnosed before. Went to bed and a couple of hours later I fell downstairs from my loft, twice. The second time my mother found me unconscious and barely breathing. Woke up in all after 36 hours of having gone to bed, on a stretcher, at a clinic, with an IV in my arm and no memory whatsoever from the past day and a half. I was later told that for some of that time I had been a complete jerk, bossing people around, in English, which is my adopted language now, and behaving in such a strange fashion that nurses were rolling up my sleeves and looking for needle marks, suspecting I was tripping on something. It has now been 2 years. I am using medication and haven't had any more of those since. Concussion after falling while riding my vicious pony. Apparently I fell headfirst onto the road. Woke up on my back in the hospital, I think. Must have been in an accident. Flip my head over to see the other side of my body. Ouch. So, I have a head injury. Why is this little metal pan next to my head? Bleeg vomit. Oh, that's why. Threw up when anyone came in the room till mid-morning and was released after a few hours of non-throwing up. Does anyone want to hear my equally exciting broken wrist story? I remember parts of when the paramedics were taking me to the hospital in the ambulance, asking me about a 666 tattoo I had and something about how one of their sisters also attempted suicide, but I lost consciousness again before I could say I didn't remember even thinking about suicide. I woke up in the hospital and apparently I drank way too much and my dad found me unconscious. Everyone thought I tried to kill myself because I was alone, so it took a while before they just let me go without being taken to a psych ward. But I was actually pretty depressed. And now I wonder if I was trying to die. I just feel bad about apparently throwing up on my cat before anyone found me. My dad said she was meowing next to me until someone came home. Good guy cat. Not me, but my 6-year-old son. Stopped breathing at school last week. Just woke up today, still on breathing assistance. Cause is yet undetermined. Scheduled to be discharged tomorrow morning, 2 weeks after the initial event. Stay strong. I fell off my longboard almost exactly a year ago and landed on my head. No, I was an idiot and wasn't wearing a helmet. To this day I don't remember the accident, but spending 10 days as the youngest person in the stroke ward because of brain bleeding is tedious as frick. All things considered, I'm extremely lucky I didn't snap my neck the way I apparently landed, or become a vegetable, or die. My new helmet might look stupid as frick, but it beats cracking my head open again. I was playing with my cousin and it was my day. I remember throwing around a ball and I went to the street to get it. I was 7 at the time. I woke up at the hospital a day later and my face and jaw hurt like heck. I remember feeling as if my teeth were loose. I had gotten hit by a van in front of my family on my day. I heard stories how guys on the corner ran to the van when that happened because he kept going, and ripped him out the van. Could have been a hit and run if it wasn't for the guys hanging outside. That day sucked butt. I woke up in a hospital bed with an IV in my arm. My face and back of my head were hurting rather badly. I managed to get out of bed and looked at my clothes. They were all covered in blood, but I wasn't feeling crap. I was actually feeling rather good. I was still pee from the night before. After a while a nurse came into the room. She didn't speak a word of English. For context, I had just moved to a new country and I didn't speak the local language. So I still had no idea what was going on. By this point I realized my lip had been sewn back together along with the back of my head. After a while I was given breakfast and eventually a doctor came into the room. He explained now I was brought in by an ambulance after being attacked. All I knew was I was out drinking with a friend. He then went on to tell me that I feel unconscious while being sewn together and they had no idea if it was from head injuries or my very high blood alcohol level. Eventually my friend came to the hospitality. He explained how we got jumped at a beer festival by some other guys and how I went down like a sack of potatoes. Later on I got in contact with who was my girlfriend at the time, now my wife. We had our third date in the hospital restaurant. I got released the next day, Monday morning, and I have to travel home via the subway in my bloodstained clothes. I got released the next day, Monday morning, and I have to travel home via the subway in my bloodstained clothes. Well, at least nobody was gonna frick with you on the way home. This one is not me, but a close friend, and I think the story is amazing. He was locked out of his house, and his landlord was gone for the weekend. So he decided he would go around back to the alley and climb in a window. And so he put a ladder on a dumpster, something he said he knew he shouldn't do as he teaches safety courses. Anyway, he fell off the top of the ladder onto the pavement, cracking open his head. Here is where it gets interesting. An anesthesiologist just happened to be driving by and watched him fall. The man had been out to lunch with his daughter who was visiting him, and they decided to drive past the house in which he grew up. It happened to be on that street, so the man stops, calls an ambulance, and then calls the hospital to arrange for surgery. He was in surgery in under 30 minutes. Fast forward a month, a change. My friend wakes up in a bed with a feeding tube and a catheter. He is tied down to the bed and a sign nearby reads, "Caution, patient spits and kicks." He unstraps himself and starts to take the tubes out when he realizes he probably doesn't need to escape and calls for a nurse. He was a little confused when he first woke up and just wanted to run. So now he has a metal plate in his head and is doing fine, staying off ladders. I told him that he was one lucky son of a bee. Whenever I hear about half-conscious people still kicking and spitting, it amazes me. It has to means that person's has way I more fight than flight in them. If you are new to the channel, you can subscribe. I publish new videos every day. Until then, check another video. Bye for now.